With much pomp and circumstance, like the simultaneous communal singing of the national anthem in schools across the country, Poland celebrated its re-emergence as an independent state in the wake of World War I. But amidst all this togetherness, there were signs of deep divisions between those who support the Eurosceptic nationalist government and those who feel it is on a collision course with the EU. In a recent address, Polish President Andrzej Duda described the bloc as an imaginary community from which we don't gain too much. Addressing crowds on Independence Day, both he and the country's behind-the-scenes ruler Jarosław Kaczyński paid lip service to Poland's membership of the EU. But what happened after that was a clear indication of where Poland is really heading. The trampling of the EU flag, calls for Poland to leave the EU, and racist anti-immigrant slogans were all part of a 200,000-strong right-wing march through Warsaw. Sanctioned by the president, it moved right behind the official parade. Brandishing neo-Nazi flags, torches and firing flares, Polish extremists were joined by neo-Nazis from Italy, Germany and other countries. Speaking at a separate ceremony in the city of Łódź on the eve of the march, former Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who is now EU Council President, had a word of warning for his compatriots.
Polexit, which means Poland leaving the EU, is possible not because Jarosław Kaczyński has a plan to this effect. He says he doesn't. But whatever his intentions are, one thing is clear. Compared to Brexit, this time Europe may be somehow less keen on insisting that Poland remains within the bloc. I reckon it's a very serious matter. The consequences for Poland can be dramatic. I hope that all those who are trying to get Poland out of the EU will come to their senses.
Former Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski, now an academic and political commentator, believes that Poland might actually be forced into a Polexit scenario by default. For instance, by flagrantly defying the European Court of Justice, which has called on Warsaw to respect EU law. Sikorski describes Jarosław Kaczyński's strategy as very tricky.
I fear that he may make the same mistake as fellow Europhobes in Britain. He thinks he's just trying to get a better deal out of Brussels, but he has started a rhetoric and a political movement that he may find he cannot in the end control. So he may engineer a Polexit without meaning to.
Here in the streets of Warsaw, the dust may have settled after the Independence Day ceremonies, but emotions are still running high, both among Euro enthusiasts and those who believe that the EU has nothing to offer them.
Poza Unią jest życie, tak? Więcej. Trzeba wyjść z Unii Europejskiej.
There's life beyond the European Union. We must get out of it. It's now dictating what we should do. The future lies in sovereign, independent states which will look after their own interests. The EU should be dismantled. We should be looking for allies of our own.
We have worked very hard to create the strong position of Poland among countries of the European Union. And now it's destroyed. So I think that this is a problem, and this is a problem not only for us.
One of the most spectacular recent additions to Warsaw's map is a large plaza. It's laid out between several newly built gleaming skyscrapers with striking designs. A space full of greenery, open-air cafes and bars, where everything is on a human scale. This favorite new meeting place, called European Plaza, was built, you guessed it, with EU money. In one of the cafes, I sat down with writer Remigiusz Grzela. He's genuinely concerned about the direction in which Poland's rulers are taking it, regardless of how much EU structural funding they have received.
I'm really, really afraid now that we will not be in the European Union. I think it's serious. You know, taking so much money from European Union. So if you don't want to be in it, you know, don't take money because it fits you. So, and that's what I'm afraid of, that people like me will decide to leave Poland.
Until now, Poles have been among the most Euro-enthusiastic nations. In opinion polls earlier this year, as many as 80% said they supported membership of the EU. But on the flip side, in a recent poll conducted following months of the government's anti-EU rhetoric, a third said that leaving the EU wasn't such a bad idea. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.